Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. Today's episode 70. And we're going to be talking about the third track from the 11 Space album, which is called My Quake. And first things first, I have to say that at the time when this track was written, when the song was being composed, I was making a subtle reference to a song by Slipknot called My Plague. Even though there wasn't much, much reference as far as thematically, or anything of that sort. Musically, it's two very different songs. But I think what I was alluding to is that My Plague, the song by Slipknot, played a tremendous role in my life. And I've had it in my player for the longest time while I was going through through lots of turmoil and stuff. So I've deliberately referred subtly, kind of made a nod towards that song in the title of this one, of my song, because it's about turmoil. It's about asking questions, it's about seeking questions, it's about questioning the authority of God himself. That was the point that I was at the time, questioning that authority and reevaluating things. That's what this song is about, and that is going to be apparent from the lyrics, which I think I will read right away because that would explain a lot of things. So here we go with the lyrics. High above me, where the stars had vanished, where the moon and sun could have been, lies a blank and hollow sky that conceals a world in which I'll never fly. Well, I'd like to be, and I'd love to have, but it always slips away. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, dies when I look upward to find my way. God has tumbled from his throne. His fall had cut me to the bone. My home is dead. My life is gone. The end is closer than it seems. Its breath destroys my sweetest dreams. My inhales choke where it begins. How could I? I'd never ever play his part. How can I trespass his laws that hold my heart? I obey, but my obedience wouldn't take the plague away and stop the quake. Why had you left me here alone? I didn't tell. You didn't tell where I went wrong. I feel misled. I feel like I'm undone. I don't deserve this annihilation. I still believe in you, but did you ever believe in me? Deep inside me, where my hopes are buried, where my beliefs and dreams could have been, my frights and fears destroy my free will and turn me into what I was not supposed to be. I always loved to be, and I liked to have, all that I let slip away. All I ever breathed for, all I ever lived for, never could depend on anyone but me. There's something that I can't deny. My past life seems to be a lie, but I don't want to feel like I'm condemned to die. My trampled world lies at my feet. Illusions now are obsolete. My present isn't my defeat. There's no one. There's no one else to do this part. There cannot be. There is no cage to hold my heart. I won't let my heaven slip away from me. My moon and stars won't fade away. And even though I'm all alone, I'll battle for my only son. Its light will fill the skies, even when I'm gone. I wasn't born for annihilation. This is not the end, because my world belongs to me. I'm still alive, because I have something to fight for. My future that I'll derive starts with my dreams that I can fight. I'm still alive, because I have something to fight for. My future that I'll derive starts with my dreams that I can fight. And these are basically the lyrics for my play. Because you can see, the tone of the lyrics changes throughout the song. So it starts out with more of a search, more of a conflict. But then it concludes, instead of going into the... and that's perhaps part of the meaning of the song. It shows how when there is internal conflict going on, it shows how there is a path through that to get into the victim's mindset. Become a victim of circumstance. But then instead of going there, this song basically shows that you can take it all in your own hands and you can do things yourself. Not in spite of God, not in spite of some higher authority, but with the blessing of the Great Spirit, perhaps. Perhaps with the blessing, because while this song does not indicate that there might be purpose in having struggles and having the kind of challenges that we all face, it kind of implies it. You're supposed to pick up your cross. You're supposed to go through whatever challenges life brings forth. They are designed for you. They are meant for you. And there is no avoiding this, and there is nothing wrong with it at all. So, as far as the creation of this song, I cannot remember anything really outstanding. It was one of the songs that was written. Leo, that guy whom I worked with, he sent in yet another demo, and I really, really, really didn't want to make it sound too classical. I didn't like it. So I was trying to get away from that as far as I possibly could. So when you listen to the song, and I of course advise for you to listen to this song, while the chord progression is still kind of classical, very classical, there is really nothing that modern about it. It's not a jazz chord progression at all. It's rather classical. I couldn't change it. However, the way the treatment to this chord progression and the way things are laid out isn't exactly that classical. And you will hear it as we move into the music analysis. So, other than that, I don't think that there is anything particularly special about this song, on this album. There is no special special production quirks or anything like that that went into it. Of course, I hope that you find this song special in whichever case. So, with that being said, let's move on to the music analysis, shall we? So here we go with the music analysis. The song is in C minor, which is not a very guitar key, but, you know, however. It's also in 90 BPM. The BPM doesn't change throughout the song, so it's a mid-tempo piece. And it starts out with a bit from the very end of this song. And this little melody sits on a static bass, on a C, all the time. And after that, we're going into the intro proper, And let's listen. Let's listen, at least throughout the intro, get to the verse and pick it up from there. So as you can see, right off the bat, there is that mysterious, ominous, should I say, airy intro. The piano plays that, and then there is a Japanese flute that kicks in and that plays the melody, the hook melody, from the very, very end, from the outro of the song. And then after that, we're going actually into the intro proper, let's put it this way, of the song. And here's how it goes. There are only four chords. There's a C minor, then there's a C minor on the bass of E flat, and then there's an F minor, which goes into a D flat major. And throughout this whole sequence, what happens is that this little riff, this little keyboard riff that's playing this thing, it kind of creates this dissonant, but at the same time, very stable phrase. Why? Because it revolves, it sits on the third of the key, on E flat, but at the same time, it incorporates the harmonic B natural to a C. You see how it goes. So this little half tone sets the mood for a lot of things in this song. Most importantly, it totally sets the mood for the intro. And then after that, we're going into the verse. Let's listen to the verse. High above me, where the stars had vanished, where the moon and sun could have been. To have, but it always slips away. Okay, so I've played it a little further than that. The structure in this song is pretty bizarre. It doesn't have like a very pronounced verse structure, so there's like a verse and then there is like something like a bridge, like an extended bridge or a different kind of verse, whatever you want to call it. So let's say that this original, where the vocals start, that's going to be where the verse starts. So here's how it goes. High above me, where the stars had vanished, where the moon and sun could have been, lies a black and hollow sky that conceals a world in which I'll never ever fly. Well, I'd like to be, and I'd love to have, but it always slips away. All I ever needed, all I ever wanted, dies when I look upward to find my way. Something like that. I've confused the lyrics a little bit, and anyways, so the verse goes like this. It's a C minor, C minor, then it's a G major on the base of B, back to a C minor on the base of A, and then all of a sudden, a D major, minus 7, which leaves a mid-verse. We're changing to a different key, so now all of a sudden we're in G minor. G minor. Lies a black and hollow sky. D major on the bass of F sharp. Then D minor on the bass of F. That conceals a world in which I'll never ever fly. This is a C major on the bass of E. And then we're going into a C minor right away. Like to be, then an A flat major plus 7 on the base of C, and I'd love to have, but it always slips away. So there's a D minor minus 7 with a diminished fifth that goes into a G major minus 7 suspended fourth, then to a G major minus 7. And we're staying in C minor, and then there is the other bit of this bridge. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, dies when I look upward to find my way. Progression. It's a C minor, A flat major plus 7, F minor minus 7, G major minus 7, let's see. And then we're going into the hook. Let's listen to the hook. Got a style blown from his throne, his fault hot, lit to the bone. My heart is dead, my life is gone. You get his clothes from dead. So, here's the hook. Got his tumble from his throne. His fault got me to the bone. My home is dead, my life is gone. The end is closer than it seems. His breath destroys my sweetest dreams. My inhales choke where it begins. So, here's a repeating little chord chain that is starts with an A flat major plus 7, goes to an F minor minus 7, down to C minor, G major. And then it repeats itself. After that, we're going into something that I called here in my notes Bridge 2, because it's not exactly... it's not exactly a verse. However, let's listen to it. How could I? I'd never ever play his part. How can I? Trespass his loss upon my heart. I'll beg, but my obedience wouldn't take. The black wind has stopped the queen. And you left me here alone. You didn't tell where I went wrong. I feel misled. So what's going on here? We have, we're starting with G minor. How can I? I'd never ever play his part. Into an A major minus 7, then into C minor. How can I trespass his laws that hold my heart? G major. Now we're going into C minor. I obey, but my obedience wouldn't take. And this is D major minus 7 to a G major. The plague away and stop the quake. So there's a G major that leads us, it serves as the fifth, that leads us into a C major all of a sudden, which changes into a C minor. Had you left me here alone, you didn't tell where I went wrong. I feel misled, I feel like I'm undone. So what's going on here? C minor, G minor on the bass of D. D major with an augmented fifth to a D major minus 7 to a G major. And then there is yet another bridge. So let's listen to that one. I don't deserve this. So we're very briefly moving into B minor. I don't deserve this. Annihilation. And it's a Phrygian B minor. So there is a B minor. Minor minus 7, C major plus 7 to a C major, and then all of a sudden we're leaping back into G minor. I still believe in you, D major, but did you ever believe in me? Going to a G major suspended 4th, G major. And then after that, we're moving on back to the intro that we've already been in. And from now on, let's listen probably to the end of the song. And because it's basically, it's going to be a repetition of the same stuff. Or maybe not to the end. Let's listen through... up to the second hook, and then what happens after that. There's a little bit of a difference there, but let's listen.
Deep inside me, where are my hopes so buried, where my beliefs and dreams could have been. Frights and fears destroy my free will. And turn me into what I was not supposed to.
here we go. Basically, everything up until this point was the same. Just like the first half of the song, everything was the same with slight variations, slightly different instrumentation. But this one particular little bridge up here... And even though I'm all alone, I'll battle for my only son. Its light will fill the skies even when I'm gone. The chord inversions are just slightly different. The chords are basically the same. It's still C minor, only now it's on the bass of E flat. Minor on the bass of B flat. D major. Even when I'm gone. G major with a minus 7 there. Alright? And then again, we're going to that third bridge, whatever that bridge is, which briefly takes us to B minor. I wasn't born after that, we're going to the final hook, which is basically the repetition of what we've already heard in the previous two hooks. I am still alive, 'cause I have something to fight for, my future that I'll derive, starts with my dreams that song ends on a C major plus 7 chord with kind of a Lydian flavor to it, because there is a little F sharp that lurks somewhere in the distance. Let's listen to the very end of the song. I was So this was basically the analysis of Mike Quake. As you can see, it's basically the whole song repeats itself twice and has some special emphasis in the end on the double hook. And that's it. And we return to the melody that was that opens the song. That's why it's there, essentially. With that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? So as you can see, My Quake is, on one hand, it's kind of a simpler song. There is really, there's really no difficult chord progressions or anything crazy. It's just that the keys change a few times. It lands ultimately, it starts in minor, it starts in C minor, and ends on a C major Lydian chord. That's perhaps, you know, and it kind of indicates, kind of shows you that we're starting in a sadder place, we're starting in a darker place, and then we, through all of these struggles, we evaluate ourselves, and then we get to a better place in the end. That's what this song essentially is about. It's about picking up your cross, getting through the difficulties, the challenges, the struggles, going through all of that, and in the end, landing in a better place, ultimately. So, this message is being highlighted in the music as well. But ultimately, from a musical standpoint, I don't think that this song is really difficult. It's just that the keys change a few times, and there's a little bit of modulation here and there going on, but it's all pretty classical, it's all pretty standard. There's nothing really crazy here. It's I usually, when I write all by myself, I like to add all of these augmented scales and augmented chords that are built on those augmented scales. I love to do it. But in this particular case, it sounds fairly classical. It almost sounds pop, really. The melodies are pretty straightforward and simple, and that's it, basically. If you want to listen, of course, to the whole song, which I would recommend for you to do, find this song on any major streaming platform. If you want to read the lyrics, check out genius.com, find Catherine Corelli there. Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C. Just look it up, genius.com, and look up Catherine Corelli lyrics, and you will find all the lyrics to all of my released music wherever available. So you can read the full lyrics for yourself. And of course, if you haven't heard any of my music yet, I would want to invite you to check out my music, and hopefully you will find something for yourself. Look up Catherine Corelli on any major streaming platform, be that Spotify or Deezer or Apple or iTunes or even YouTube. And if you're going to check out YouTube, you might as well check out my official channel, where I have one major playlist is called Cat Talk, and that's where I mostly talk about things that are not really related to music. But then there is another one called Cat Vibes, where I upload a lot of more kind of casual footage, and quite often it's me doing something in my backyard, or me recording the guitars, or me editing something, or recording vocals, or just driving through the beautiful state of Kentucky that I live in. So, in a very casual, very relaxed fashion, it actually shows you the process with all the faults, with all the mistakes, and with all the grit that goes into that. So, if you're interested, check it out. Check out Cat Vibes on my YouTube channel. And if you like my channel, just subscribe. I genuinely hope that it might be helpful to other people. And also, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which has to do with skin health and aromatherapy, and is called Southern Caracol. Check out our website, southerncaracol.com. We have oatmeal honey, all-natural soaps, which are so good for your skin, especially now. People with eczema report, they say that because of hotter weather, they experience flare-ups. Our soap, our oatmeal honey soap, actually, it not just mitigates the... It doesn't just merely treat the symptoms, it actually cures eczema, acne, psoriasis, stuff like this. So perhaps you would want to check it out. It's generally speaking, it's very good on your skin. It's deeply moisturizing and cleansing, and it's all natural ingredients, which makes it very different from virtually any big box store product. So check out our website. We also have aromatherapy soaps. We also have lotions, body lotions for your face, for your hands, for your entire body. Again, all natural ingredients. They're good on your skin. Bath bombs and even lip balms. So check out southerncaracol.com, pick something up for yourself or perhaps for your friends or family, and your skin will thank you, and their skin will thank you too. And with that being said, I think I'll be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for being with me. Thank you for spending your time with me, and you will hear me on the next episode.